Hi, this is Chris, host of A Couple of Drips. Just before we start, I wanted to say a quick word about our subscribers' memberships. If you'd like to help support future episodes, you can subscribe to the show for a few pounds a month. This'll help fund production, coffee, and guest expenses. Simply click on the support button in the episode description. Cheers, and enjoy the show.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Settle in and turn it up. It's time for A Couple of Drips. Coffee, conversation, and occasional quips. Here's your host, Chris Granger.
Hello and welcome to an extremely special Halloween episode of A Couple of Drips. Oh, have we got a treat for you today? We are streaming our guest live from Vegas, baby. Oh, yeah. Please welcome my guest today, my dear, dear friend, Isabelle Lapere-Guzman. Bonjour, hey. Isabelle. Ça va?
Ça va bien, toi? How are you doing?
I'm very good, and thank you for not exceeding my limits of French there. Isabelle is a French-Canadian. Whereabouts are you originally from, Isabelle?
Montreal. That's where I'm from originally.
Nice, Quebec. Yeah. So, yeah, what brings you to Vegas?
Well, there was a dude. There's always a dude, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So I met my husband playing a game, and then we kind of got close, and then just the
nice.
Rest is history.
So dare I ask what game you were playing?
dare you?
is this broadcast material, I mean?
I mean, you know, it was like IMVU. It's like more like a chat thing, I guess.
Oh, okay. Yeah, like a Second Life type thing.
Yeah.
Cool. So. Nice. I won't dig any deeper into that one then.
No, I didn't get weird until later. So.
Okay, fair enough. So is French your first language then?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you see yourself as French or Canadian or French-Canadian? Or how would you define yourself?
None of the above, really. Okay. I see myself as from Quebec, the province of Quebec. We've been, you know, battling my whole entire life. And then even before that to, you know, severed from Canada and trying to make a country. And, that's why it's kind of almost odd for me to be here and completely live my life in English all the way, because we've been fighting for French so much. So, yeah. So I see myself as still a Quebecer. I never really be an American, even if I do my citizenship.
Okay. Personally, really annoyed now because my girlfriend said you would say exactly that. She said, "Oh, she won't want to be French or Canadian. She'll want to be a Quebecian." And I'm like, "No, I'm sure." She was absolutely on the nail. So well done, Kelly. Top marks there. She was absolutely right. Absolutely nailed that on the head. So whereabouts in Vegas did you move to then? Are you in the middle of the city or are you in the suburbs or?
I'm really close in the middle of the city. Really, I can literally walk to the strip, take a minute, but I can literally. Yeah, I'm very close. I'm right in the middle of the action.
Nice.
Yeah, so I'm not in the suburbs. it's really like a bus ride away. I can be on this trip in like 10 minutes.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. That's awesome. Or is it awesome, actually? I mean, do you do the touristy thing over there? Do you tend to... Do you do that? Do you do the casino and the shows and the Grand Canyon, or do you tend to shun away from that?
We still do, I guess. I think we just pick our time to do it.
Mm.
That's the difference. A lot of people that live here don't go to the strip or don't do any of these things anymore. But I think the fact that, you know, we're performers, we're very close to art, very close to performing and music and everything kind of keeps us wanting to do these things.
Yeah.
And my daughter is a fan of beauty just altogether. So she likes the lights, she likes everything. So we still like to do these things. We just tend to avoid when we know there is going to be a lot of people. So on holidays, we're not going there because everybody is there. So like you can have the space, people. Oh, we're going to go when it's not crowded.
That sounds sweet. How old is she now?
She's seven. She just turned seven.
Oh, nice age. Yeah, lovely. Lovely. Yeah. So it's not just when you move there, then it's all a novelty. You still kind of like to do it. I guess the novelty wears off a bit, but you still like to go into town.
And when people come to visit, they're so excited to see everything because they don't get to see it all the time. So I get all happy again, you know?
Yeah.
And I mean, I belong here.
Yeah.
Plain and simple. So like everything is still fun for me.
Oh, that's good. That's good. That's good. So do you miss home a lot? By home, I mean in Montreal. Do you still hanker for that, or do you feel very settled now?
I think it comes in waves, really. Around the holidays, I miss home because you know how it is. You have your little traditions, you have your things, you do things a certain way around certain things. And now I rarely get to see my family and all that.
Sure.
I have not spent Christmas or New Year with my family since I moved.
Yeah.
And all these things. So that I still miss home, but I don't think it's ever gonna go away. But as far as finding myself, I'm in a better environment for me here. So
Oh, that's good. That's good.
So I miss the food.
Two homes. Oh, you miss the food. What kind of things?
A lot of the there's a bunch of stuff that don't even exist here.
Oh right.
Like,
okay.
Like dishes that I always used to eat, or cookies, like as dumb as a type of cookie that I used to eat all the time. We don't have that here. We have something kind of like it, but it doesn't.
You need to get your family to ship you a load over.
Oh, you think we're not doing that?
Oh, okay. Oh, that's good. You've got that sorted.
My dad comes every year. He brings a whole suitcase of snacks for me, and then he buys clothes when he gets here.
Oh, bless him.
T-shirts.
That's lovely. Yeah. That's lovely. That's really nice. Brilliant. Okay. Well, we've got the coffee here on the go. So before it goes cold, we'll do the coffee.
All together now.
1, 2, 3, 4. It doesn't matter if it's your place or mine. Coffee they call the wine of therapy. Brew the wine and it's better than tea.
It's coffee time, right? Okay.
It's always
I shouldn't still
time.
Be laughing at my own idents, right? I find them more amusing than anyone else. So, Isabel, now, before we go on to what coffee we're drinking, I just want to say to listeners the logistics of having the same cup of coffee in Vegas and in England. This has taken months to organize so that we could have the same coffee delivered to us both. So I hope yours is still fresh and good.
It's amazing.
Oh, okay. Amazing. So what are we drinking, Izzy? Tell us what we're drinking.
So we're drinking Top of the Morning, absurdly good coffee. I think it's a Twilight one.
Yeah, it's their Twilight blend.
It says caramel, chocolate, and full of mischief. I did not
Which is why
that until just
I
now.
Thought of you when I chose
I
what coffee
been...
we were going to do. Also, with Halloween, I thought Twilight would be quite good, but I thought full of mischief. I thought, who does that remind me of?
I've never been so identified by coffee ever in my life before.
It does come from America, so it takes a while to get here, and postage is a little steep. But it is fantastic coffee, and I believe it was a YouTuber who started it. Yeah, it's really nice range of coffee. The bags are gorgeous as well. The beautiful pink and yellow bags, which are very nice.
They're so happy. happy bags.
They are. They are happy. Yeah. And as it says on the back, make a coffee, make a difference. So mellow, yet so dark. So
what I like on the side, it says wakey wakey. That's my favorite
thing. Oh, I hadn't noticed that. That's really cool. Oh, I hadn't noticed that. That's really, so really good.
Wakey wakey.
Yeah. And you were saying about the mental health charity on the back as well.
Yeah, I love that. It says, we give back people. 1% of the money we make goes straight to helping young people with their mental health. Find out more on our website. And I think it's amazing
That's great.
You know, people make that statement and make a point of helping out, even if it's, you know, in any small way.
Yeah.
You know, if we all do a small thing, then it becomes a big thing.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Totally. And they're based in Lincoln, NE. Is that Nevada?
No, that is not Nevada.
Okay.
I don't know.
NE.
I don't know where NE is. But okay. Nevada is NV. So.
Oh, okay. So Lincoln, NE, for anyone who's listening who knows where that is. That's where they're based, but they're online anyway. If you look up Top of the Morning Coffee, you'll find it. And we're trying the Twilight, so let's give it a go, shall we? Let's give it a slurp. Slurp. I'm just spraying it on the taste buds. Mm. So
it's delicious.
What are you thinking? Are you getting? I'm definitely getting the caramel.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely.
I'll tell you later if I get the mischief.
I bet you will. It's definitely it's a slightly darker roast. Mm-hmm. They're calling this a 4 out of 5, but I normally go for lighter roast. But this is Twilight, obviously. It was going to be a little bit darker, and it's very different to my normal coffee. But it's gorgeous, actually.
What I like is that there's zero bitterness to it.
Mm.
So a lot of times, absolutely. I find personally that it gets bitter the darker it gets.
That is very true.
A very strong coffee, so
yeah, and you have to take the brew temperature down a little bit. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's very nice. Yeah, because some coffees, if you keep the brew temperature high and they're dark, they can get really bitter. But I brewed this quite hot, and it's not bitter. There's no bitterness at all. It's really nice. So I'm glad yours has kept well. You were saying that mm-hmm. We were saying before we came on air that your post box smelled very nice that day.
Yeah, yes, that was like. Just opening the mailbox and it just wafted out in my face. And it was like just a giant wave of coffee and happiness. I was like, oh my God.
I love that.
This is great.
Giant wave of coffee and happiness. I'm going to use that as an ident on a future show, I think. That's fantastic. So tell us a little bit about your band then. You mentioned the band before we were talking about coffee.
Yeah. So my husband and I, we built a band. We put a band. Well, it's not really a band. It's a duo, really. Hmm. He plays guitar and I sing. So, and we do mostly covers. We do have a couple of originals, but we do mostly covers. But anything from the 20s, really, to today. If we like it, we play it. And we kind of figure out a way to do it, even acoustically, without all the bells and whistles.
Brilliant. So. Brilliant. Have you ever seen, I have to ask you, jumping off that, have you ever seen Postmodern Jukebox? Are you aware of Postmodern Jukebox? Yeah.
Yes.
We went to see them recently. They were absolutely fabulous.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really. No, I love Postmodern Jukebox. That's kind of the vibe we're trying to go for, really.
Nice.
We did a Rihanna song.
Oh, wow.
And we turned it acoustic and it's like, it's a fan favorite. We don't perform as much as we used to because, you know, having the kid kind of keeps you out
absolutely,
of the bars a lot. Mm-hmm. They don't like us to bring her there.
Oh. So.
I know, bummer. They don't want
to. Drinks them dry. I know. Yeah.
I know. But so yeah, that's. Mm-hmm.
So I was going to say, so what's the band called then?
So it's called Last Trial. Oh, so nice. First part. Las Vegas, second part Montreal, so
there we go. It all makes sense now. It all makes sense. So yeah. People are probably wondering how we know each other. So I'm gonna leave that story to you.
Goodness, it's been so long. I'm not even sure I have all the details right anymore because we have so much history. But it started on Flickr, right?
That's right. We were looking at each other's photos on Flickr, the old Flickr, FLICKR. which so was old. A photo sharing site, which I don't even know if it probably does still exist, but.
Probably. I don't know. I'm not on there anymore.
No, I'm not either.
It took a weird turn at some point. I was like, all right, time to go.
yeah, definitely. It was when you met me, probably. Yeah.
We got
chatting on there, didn't we? And then we mm-hmm. became really yeah. good friends from that. And then you came to stay with me for a while in what year was it?
Oh my goodness, I can't even remember. I felt like it was not that long ago, but I've been here for 12 years and I know it was many years before that. And I was trying so hard to figure out what year it was and I couldn't nail it down.
I can tell you. Yeah. Yeah. Because I've got photos from the time. Yeah. 2007.
Nice. Oh my goodness. I mean, I knew it was a long time ago.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, 2007. God. Yeah. Yeah.
That is so long ago.
That's terrifying, isn't it? Yeah, well, I think we're due for another visit now. Well, you haven't changed, to be honest. So I think we're definitely due for another visit now, but I probably should come over there, to be honest. So
that would be cool.
We'll have to see what we can arrange. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure Kelly would love to visit Montreal. So
that would be awesome.
That would be very cool.
We could meet in Montreal. That would be awesome.
Oh, yeah, that would be good. That would be an excuse for you to go back home, and it would be an excuse for... Yeah. Me to see Montreal. Very nice.
Let's not do winter, okay? Let's make a pact to not do winter.
Yeah. Do you want to tell the listeners what it's like in Montreal in the winter?
Oh God. Well, so in Montreal it's even worse. They don't get as much snow as where I used to live. But it makes it a nightmare because like there's a lot of snow. So where do they put it? They just pile it up everywhere. And like the streets get small and small and small and small. It's just insane. And where I was up north. I literally lived by a lake in the woods, in the mountain. Ooh. It was beautiful. So it was amazing to look at.
Yeah.
But I don't do any snow sport. I don't ski. I don't do nothing. So what do? I do hot chocolate and fireplace during the winter, you know?
Okay. Yeah,
it's still
good.
Pretty.
Yeah.
But it also has that side where you have to shovel your roofs if you don't want to have your house collapsing on you and all that.
Oh,
so.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you get pipes freezing and things like that.
Oh, yeah, of course. But we know how to not have that happen.
Yeah.
So you just have to stay on top of things. But I mean, it's beautiful. It's just, it gets a bit long.
Yes, yeah.
And a
yeah.
bit cold.
Yeah. No, yeah. I've not got that technique yet because we moved just under a year ago to the middle of the countryside. And mm-hmm. it was my first experience of letting the plug out of the kitchen sink basin and the water just staying there and realizing that the drain pipe had frozen. So I had to go outside with a kettle of hot water and I was like, right, okay, this is how it's going to be from now on then, right?
Oh, you'll find your tricks and stuff.
Yeah, I'm sure. It was just a bit of a shock. Why is the water not going? I'm there with the plunger trying to get the water to go down. And I'm thinking, this is not blocked. This is something else. And I go outside and there's just a solid block of ice hanging out the end of the pipe above the drain. And I'm like, that'll be it.
That would be it. Yes, probably. Probably that. Yeah, it was funny because when Chris was born in Arizona, in California, my husband.
Oh, nice.
And he's been here for almost 30 years, I think, in Nevada now. So, like, when he came to visit me, we were supposed to meet somewhere where we'd never been before, but we had to cancel that project. And he said, I'll come and visit you in Montreal. I always take vacation around my birthday. I was like, your birthday's in March. He's like, yeah. I'll come, like, end of February. I was like,
oh.
And then... It was the temperature was kind of mild. So I was watching and then of course the week he comes, we had this cold front terrorizing the whole entire country and he came to visit me when it was below 47 degrees and I was like, wow, he is going to think I'm a crazy person.
I mean, that is proper cold, isn't it? I mean, I was just about to regale you with my story of the holiday that I took Kelly on where I said, I'll book somewhere. And I booked Gdansk, and as we landed on the runway, there was snow on the runway, and she went, what have you done? but I mean, it was like minus 3 or 4, but minus how much did you say?
Minus 47 with the wind chill.
Wow.
That's not even human. That was disgusting. That was disgusting. That is. That's the coldest I've ever experienced. Seriously.
That is insane.
Yeah, so we did a lot of hot chocolate in fireplace. Yeah, this is. I'm not doing this. But yeah, I've had both extremes. When I moved here, I've experienced the hottest weather I've ever experienced in my entire life. That was insanity. Wow. It's been 12 years and I'm still whining all summer. I just can't do it. I mean, one year we reached 51 degrees. Yeah. That's just nasty. There's nothing you can do in that. Like, it's no. Just, nope. It's like, it doesn't feel like you're supposed to be here. You
know? That's weird. Yeah. I don't think I could do 51 degrees. I think if I was stuck in to choose between cold and hot, I think I'd go hot up until a certain point, but then cold, I think. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I mean, maybe as I get older, maybe I'd go for the hot. I don't know.
You can add layers, but once you have no layers to take off, it's still hot. You can't do anything, really. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I've experienced days where it's too hot to go to the swimming pool. I mean, what is this? Yeah.
Oh, that's bad. Well, that is bad.
But the rest of the time, you know, when everybody's shoveling in December, I still have a good chunks of December that I'm in flip-flops still. So, you know, I'm good. I'm all right.
Wow.
Yeah.
So is that your favorite mug you're drinking from there then?
It is. It's a present from my niece. It's Nightmare Before Christmas. Get all the characters that go around the whole mug.
Nice.
Yeah. And it's a huge mug.
That is about a gallon of coffee in there, I think.
Yeah, close.
Very nice. So, yeah. Tell us a little bit about your. I'm going to come back to coffee in a minute, but tell us a little bit about what you do when you're not doing the band. What is your job? And moreover, what was your old job, and why did you leave it?
It left me, actually. But yeah, so my current job. What we do, my company is called Giving Home Healthcare, and what we do, we provide home healthcare for people that have chronic illnesses and that are, some of them are terminal as well. Ah. And they got sick working at nuclear test sites.
Oh, wow.
In the US. Yes.
Wow.
So what we do is we provide them with home healthcare, nurses, PCA being a personal care attendant. So right. People that work with them in their home. We line them up with the specialists that they need and all that, and we build a department of labor.
That must be fascinating.
It is really interesting, and it's very satisfying to be that person that can help these people.
Yeah, I bet.
What happened to them is not okay. It's very wrong. Sure, very, very
sure,
wrong.
Sure. Three Mile Island, that kind of thing. So.
Yeah, it's... Yeah, they were lied to. They were not really given the whole scope of what mm-hmm. the risks were
yeah.
and all that. So
you must get some stories from them, I would imagine.
Oh, goodness. You have no idea. Like anything from the deepest secrets that you can imagine. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about hearing about a truck driver that was told, oh, just take a truck and then you take a brand new truck. We'll provide the truck. Don't worry about it. We'll load it for you. Just drive it there. And when he got there, he was told to just get out, get on the bus. And as they were leaving, they pushed the truck in a gigantic hole and just buried it. So we have stories like that and stories about like, oh, yeah, I used to just stay on site. And then we had some kind of like hybrid insect. Like it's kind of like a scorpion mixed with a tarantula. I'm like, oh, can we not talk about this anymore? It's like, no, but really, they're called weeping babies because when you step on them and crush them, it whines like a baby. I'm like, no.
Wow. Okay.
Yes.
We're talking so Area 51 kind of like
it
stuff.
It is crazy. Yes.
That is insane.
Yeah, and they were describing like the signs that you see on the side of the road as you drive through the test sites and all that. It is crazy stuff. It's insane.
That is absolutely insane. So you do that all over? I presume you're in the car a lot and you do a lot of travel for that?
Yeah, because we have patients all over the place. We actually, as a company, we cover a few states. I take care of people here in Nevada, and I have some in Utah and Arizona.
Oh, nice.
My job is to visit them in their home to go conduct like some kind of a little bit questionnaire before their renewal appointment, before to get them reapproved for the program.
Yeah.
So I need to evaluate their health, how it changed and all that. I'm the face of the company. Along with my partner who goes with them at their doctor's appointment. So we really support them through the whole process.
Oh, through the whole service. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great. So bringing back to coffee for a second, what you drink a lot on the road? Do you, have you got one of those cars with like 50 cup holders and.
Pretty much, yeah. And I love cold brew as well. I can't wait to try that one in the cold brew. That's going to be velvety.
Yeah, I do some cold brew. Very nice. Yeah, I would imagine that would be very nice, cold brew, actually. Yeah. And it keeps for a couple of weeks in the fridge when you brewed it as well. So how do you cold brew? What do you do for a cold brew?
I just have a very simple system. It's just kind of almost like as you would do iced tea. It's just I put the grain in. Just in the water, steep for 24, 48. I do 48 hours because I like it very strong.
Nice, nice.
And then that's it. Just remove the grain. I would love to have one of those fancy, thing with the tubes and everything, but I have a very simple system.
I have a cold brewer, which was about $40, which is called a Puck Puck, which is worth looking up, P-U-K-P-U-K. And that's very good for doing cold brew. But another way you can do it is if you've got something like a Chemex or a V60 jar, if you put ice in the jar and then just brew it as a normal coffee, but with ice in the bottom, that makes a very good coffee as well. Because obviously as the hot water goes in, you've still got the hot water, so you're getting the flavor out of the coffee, but then it's being chilled instantly.
Yeah.
And it's a slightly different flavor to actually brewing it cold, which is... I do it over about 3 hours with the Puck Puck, but it's a great little thing that allows you to adjust the flow, and you put ice and water in the top and brews in about 3 hours and keeps for about 2 weeks afterwards. But
there's loads of different... It would never last 2 weeks with me.
There's lots of different ways of cold brewing. I mean, some people brew it hot and then make it cold. Some people brew it cold. And like you do it over 48 hours, which I would, the patience of waiting for that, that's quite admirable. I don't think I'd be able to wait 48 hours to try it.
I have it rolling, you know, I started before it supply. Ends. Oh, yeah.
Nice. Yeah. Nice. So what coffee do you take on the road with you then? What do you brew? Do you have a favorite coffee brand over there, a favorite coffee shop?
I'm not a fan of Starbucks, contrary to everybody. I like them okay. If I in a pinch, you know.
Sure.
Their chocolate cream cold brew is amazing.
Nice.
Yeah. But normally I do take my own coffee because I have my recipe down, you know, with my, I like to flavor it a little bit with some hazelnut and, you know, sometimes I just put a few drops of vanilla in it, but pure vanilla.
Yeah, vanilla and coffee is amazing. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So I don't really have a brand of coffee.
Yeah.
Is
there a popular coffee chain in Vegas? I mean, is it apart from Starbucks? Is it is Pete's over there? And
no, right now, what's growing and I still have to try is Dutch Brothers.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of that.
I've never tried them.
I've heard of it.
Everybody's
I've not tried
raving
it.
About them.
Well, I've only just last week, my sister and I went into Manchester, and I went my very first Tim Hortons.
Oh, my God, I miss Tim Hortons so much.
Oh, we found one in Manchester. I'd never been, and I said to Hannah, we're going to have to go and try it out. Maple syrup in everything, I remember. I've still actually got the little tin. When you came over, you bought me tinned, but I've never seen maple syrup in a tin before or since, only in Canada.
Yeah.
Absolutely, for the best maple syrup. I made it last so long, and I've still got the tin. I used the tin. I took the top off the tin very carefully. I used the tin as a pen holder, so I've still got the tin, but absolutely amazing. But yeah, Tim Hortons and just everything. Chicken in maple syrup.
Yep.
Waffles in maple syrup. Just absolutely. Yeah, it was fabulous. I really enjoyed it. It was so good.
Yeah, that's my first stop always when I go home. It's like Tim Horton, I get an iced cappuccino every time, every time, every time.
And of course, for pudding, I had a maple glazed donut, obviously.
Yeah.
You know, of course, because, obviously. you know, obviously. So
you have to.
Yeah. So you prefer to take your own coffee on the road. I meant to ask you what car you drive, actually, so I can work out how many mug holders it's got.
I have a Chrysler Town and Country, so I have 1, 2, 3, 4 in the front. I have one in each door.
Brilliant.
And in the back, there's 2 on each side. So I'm
That's
good to
awesome.
Go.
Do you know about the car design difference between America and Italy? Do you know about that?
No, not much.
Oh, well, in Italy, they don't do coffee to go. In Italy, coffee is a sit down, enjoy kind of thing. So when they do the interiors for the cars, in America, it's how many cup holders we can get in. And in Italy, they don't put any cup holders in at all. It's all about, well, let's spend the money and we'll put a nice bit of wooden panel or something there or whatever.
Mm-hmm. So oh, yeah, it's a completely so
different. Yeah, I know, but it's a different aesthetic, you know, because they're the country that Ferrari comes from, you know. So, but yeah, they don't put cup holders because no one does coffee to go. If you're stopping for coffee in Italy, you are sitting down and enjoying it with friends kind of thing, you know, whereas...
I wish I could do that, but I drink so many that I would not be very productive over the course of a day.
Yeah. My dad's got a 4-wheel drive and it's got so many cup holders in it. It's just it's even got like between the two front seats, it's got like a pull out table kind of thing, you know.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's awesome. It's awesome.
That's another level there.
Totally. So we're hopefully putting this episode out around Halloween with a bit of luck. Mm-hmm. Before we get deep into Halloween, I mean, in the move from Montreal to Vegas, did you notice a big difference in the Halloween celebrations?
Yeah, because we're in Las Vegas, right? It's a little bit more adult over here. So the costume got a lot shorter and things like that, but the way they celebrate it, let me tell you. So we have a place here called Fremont Street. Fremont Street is like, they close the street and it's all between casinos and it's in old downtown.
Right.
And around Halloween, the whole month of October, they have all the bands that play there. They like change their names to kind of fit Halloween. They decorate for Halloween and they're
that's cool.
It is, what's that band called? Fits and the Tantrums.
Right.
They are there every year and they're like zombies and stuff. It's so much fun.
Oh, that sounds really cool. There's a lot of things only just really taken off in the UK. The last sort of 5 or 10. We've always done Halloween, but not the big way like they do in America with the trick or treating thing. And
goodness,
there's a bit of a resistance here. Some people love it and some people hate it kind of thing. You know, I'm warming to it. I didn't like it initially. I was like, it's Americanization. But I'm kind of warming to it now and kind of get more excited every year kind of thing. It's an excuse to watch Tim Burton films, you know, but...
You don't need an excuse to watch Tim Burton.
No, this is true. This is true. and the excuse for candy, moreover.
Chris and I, we're always on the same vibe. We're always on the same vibe for that. We dress up for anything and everything. See what I mean? And when we started going out for Halloween and stuff, actually, even without Halloween for the longest time, we were dressing up as zombies doing crazy makeups and go and take pictures with the tourists. And that's how, because at the beginning I couldn't work. So we were broke all the time.
Yeah.
So we would dress up as zombies, zombie bride and zombie groom, go to Fremont Street, take enough pictures with enough tourists for tips so we can buy dinner and drinks and then go home.
Very nice indeed.
That's kind of cool. Actually, when you proposed to me, we were dressed up as zombies. We were doing our zombie thing.
As you do, you do.
Of course. We're doing that. And then he was talking to a band that was playing that night, and they said, when you see us coming, my wife's wearing like her veil and all that. He's like, pause, and if you could sing that song, I'm going to propose to her. So I didn't know that, and then...
Wow.
We were there. I show up. He's like, oh, let's take a break. I was like, oh, yeah, let's go check arena. And then, like, we're dancing and stuff. And, like, the dude goes, wait, stop, hold on. I'm like, what's going on? And then you had all these drunk girls all around. Like, the high-pitched squeals when he proposed was impossible to describe.
Brilliant.
That was a great memory.
I love that he proposed to you while you were dressed as zombies. It's like,
of course, that until, was awesome.
Until undeath do you part. Yeah. That's amazing. Oh, I love that story. That's brilliant.
Yeah, but Vegas and Halloween, yeah, it's something else. You have like Fremont Street is a big central. There's a lot of things that are oriented for kids, but of course, like it's a powerhouse for Halloween for adults. We have great, amazing haunted houses here. That's actually what we did the weekend of our wedding. We went to haunted houses with my sister. It's like, yeah, there's a town, but it's not really a town. It's like more of an attraction called Bonnie Springs. They turn into Bonnie right. Screams. So it's like multiple haunted houses. Chris and I even worked in a haunted house scaring people 1 year. It was amazing.
That sounds awesome. That awesome. Which brings me actually to, I'll just play this, but it brings me to your t-shirt, which we'll mention in just a sec.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Now it's time for Granger Things.
I don't waste my time. Right. Section we're calling Granger Things for no apparent reason. Stranger Things, you're wearing a Hellfire Club t-shirt, I should say to the listeners, and you're a massive fan. What got you into it?
It's funny because I got it kind of late once I joined the crowd for Stranger Things. It was already like 4 seasons in.
Really? That late?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah, so you had a lot of catching up to do.
Yeah. And I could, and the binge was glorious. Like it was all available.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
I love how season 4, the episodes just got longer and longer and longer and longer and longer until we have like a feature length at the end.
I know. I was sitting there towards the end of season 4. I was like, I feel like we've been here forever. We've been here forever.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. We were holding off just, you know, watching other things. Mm. I was like, let's give it a shot. I was like, worst comes to worst, it's going to be cheesy and like we call it.
You remember the 80s. What's the worst that could happen? Yeah.
Exactly. Bad colors and hairdo. I don't know.
Exactly, yeah. Absolutely.
So we started watching it and I was like, oh my God, this is really good. And it kind of happened in a time where we didn't really have much going on with work and everything. Mm. So we had tons of time to just...
Was this during lockdown by any chance?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like we got like way too much into it. So it was pretty, So what got us into it, it just gets strange. And I like the quirkiness and like the nerdiness
yeah.
of it.
Yeah, definitely. Did you like the film Super 8?
Super 8.
Have you seen that?
Have I seen Super 8?
It's the one with the kids and they've all got film cameras. They've all got yes. cine film cameras. And
Yes.
The monster yes. and yeah, the train. And yeah, that was
monster
fabulous.
Monster and the train. That's what I remember.
Because that's the nearest film thing I can kind of think to compare it to, you know, that real yeah. nostalgic for the 80s. I watched the first season of Stranger Things and I thought it was really good. And then I started watching the second season with Kelly. And she got a bit put off by the thing that went down the throat. Spoilers yeah. for anyone who's not seen it. But and we stopped watching it. We didn't watch it for ages then. And then season 3 came out. And I saw a few trailers and thought, this looks like it really good. Because I thought season 2 slowed down a little bit.
I felt like it slowed down a little bit too. But
And then I just went back. And I was like, okay, I'm going to watch it again. And I started watching it from the start again and because yeah. I'd totally forgotten what had happened. And then mm-hmm. went back through and then finished season 2. And then season 3, oh my God, it just went up a gear, didn't it, really?
Uh-huh, yeah. What I like is that every season really is its own thing.
Mm.
And I feel like it's a different level and a different almost style of story in yeah. each season. That's what I liked.
I think what helped honestly, season 3 a lot was bringing in a few new characters.
Yeah.
I think that really, really helped. And they were such great characters as well.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I have my favorites, obviously.
you Go know, on, tell me who your favorite is.
Well, what shirt am I wearing? Come on, man. Eddie is the bomb. I just totally fell in love with Eddie. And like, I'm not going to say why, but I cried hard in the last season.
Oh.
Like, really hard. So,
but I've seen a trailer for 5 and he might be back.
Yeah, I know, but I have my reservation because I think he's going to be back on the wrong side. And it's sad.
Oh.
Now I'm going to have to be falling for the bad guy again. Come
yeah,
on.
Yeah.
They're doing that to me. But yeah. I love Dustin. Dustin is like just a goofball and he's like just
yeah, brilliant.
Awesome kid, you know.
Awesome. It's awesome. Awesome.
The whole him singing with yeah. his girlfriend while everybody's dying, like yeah. nice. Thanks guys.
That scene for anyone who's not seen it, they do a scene where they sing Never Ending Story together. And it is one of the most for me, it was really emotional because it took me straight back to the 80s and the yes. joy of those kind of pop songs in the 80s. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as you're getting older, you don't feel that emotion that you felt for music, that attachment to music when you're a teenager.
Yeah.
And I was tearing up. I was right back there with that. That scene was incredible, you know, yeah. even though it doesn't feature my favorite character, which is Robin. But mm-hmm. nevertheless, it was still for that Maya Hawke, who's Ethan Hawke's daughter. But don't know why I mentioned that detail, but there we go.
Well, it's good for trivia.
Yeah, that bit of trivia. But that scene was just such a sort of nod to the 80s
and awesome.
So fabulous. Yeah, yeah. Only watched
and
it about 7 times. Yeah.
What I like a lot, too, is the evolution of each character. The characters yep. that are there from day one, they really make them grow. It's not just like, you know, sometimes you have a kid that's just like literally 17 for 20 years, you
yeah.
know. But no, the kids, they do evolve and like their friendship progresses. Like to me, it's one of the most perfect shows ever because you have a bit of everything and it fits for everybody.
Yeah.
So I really liked it. A lot, but yeah, Eddie is Eddie. I can't, you know, I identified to him right away because yeah. just, you know, I've always been kind of off my whole life. I've always been that character that's a little like people are, yeah, you know, she cool, I guess.
Alternative, alternative.
Yeah. That's a nicer way.
That's what we call. Yeah. That's what we call it over here. Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm.
You're a lot more polite than I am.
It's a great show, and I mean, I really love it. And I was never like a Harry Potter fan or Lord of the Rings. I didn't get into those things that I know because I've always seen myself a little bit on the margins. You know, I'm not very mainstream, I don't think. And so I've always, you know, I've chose to live in the middle of nowhere. You know, that's not normal. but, you know, I've always seen myself as kind of on the outskirts. And I thought I should be into Lord of the Rings and I should be into the kind of those sort of things. But I'm really not. And with Stranger Things, I thought I'm not gonna get into this, you know, because it's a bunch of kids. It's going to be like Harry Potter, you know, or whatever. It's nothing like Harry Potter. And yeah. I don't know, but it's just definitely resonated with me for some reason. But
I mean, I like Harry Potter because I'm just a sucker for magic and all that kind of stuff.
It's yeah.
nice to me. Lord of the Rings, I had an attachment to it, to the books before it became movies and stuff. But one thing that I could never get behind is, oh my goodness, that dragon thing. What do they call that? Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones, yeah. No, I watched the first two episodes, but yeah.
Everybody's like, oh no, you got to push through, you'll like it. I'm like, how long? Because I'm three episodes deep and I have to take notes to understand what's going on. I don't know. So I just let it go. No yeah. offense to everybody that likes it.
Though. Yeah, I think I'll try it again at some point, but there's so many series to watch. I'm watching Money Heist on Netflix at the moment, which is a Spanish one about a bank robbery. Won't give you any more details because it's got so many twists and turns in it. If you've not seen it, it's great. And we've just finished Mindhunter, which was great, about the origins good. Of profiling in the FBI. Other streaming services are available.
Have you ever watched Dahmer?
No. Yes, no, I have. I have the dramatization of Dahmer.
Both. I watched yeah. both.
Oh, I've not seen the documentary yet, but the dramatization was absolutely superb.
And one that was crazy, and it's about actually something that happened in Montreal, if you ever get a chance, and you might have to bleep me on the title because it's Don't F with Cats.
Do you know what? Yeah, I started watching that, and anything with animals I really struggle with, so I...
But it becomes a lot... If you can push through the initial cat stuff, it gets
yeah.
twisted, and when you see... It's an actual real story, and that was terrifying yeah. to think that it was happening
yeah.
where I lived.
Yeah.
Montreal, yeah. Toronto, all yeah. like...
No, I saw the kind yeah. of the first 5 minutes and what the guy was doing, and I was like, wow. I can't do this.
Yeah. It's okay. He's going to do it to humans after that anyway.
Yeah. I mean, that, for some reason, is kind of less problematic.
I
don't know why, but like, yeah. No,
I killed the dude. Okay.
Yeah. 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 I don't mind the finished result. It's the research object.
Climb to fame, it's your chance to drop a name. Trying to outdo each other's kind of lame. One-upmanship is the only aim. Climb to fame, climb to fame, climb to fame. Thank you very much.
Love that.
Thank you. Claim to fame. What is your claim to fame, Izzy?
I have to say that, you know, our little band project is probably where I got to meet the most people and all that stuff. But to me, it's not a person or meeting someone, or it's our comeback after, you know, because at some point, you don't need to know a lot about the human body or the woman body to know that at some point when you have a baby growing in there, you can't sing no more.
Sure.
Because, there's no air. So we stopped for a minute to our band project, but our first comeback, the first time we played again in front of people, we played at House of Blues in Las Vegas. So
that was a venue.
And we were invited there. We didn't try to get there. Somebody contacted us. They were doing a charity thing and they wanted to have like a big show, and then invited us and gave us an hour set in our event. And it was packed. It was completely packed. And to be in an iconic place like that, that was just absolutely amazing.
That is so awesome. So what was your set like? What did you play?
Oh my goodness. Well, first we started because, you know, we had not played for like 3 years. So I was like, let's do something super hard. Let's, you know, why not? So we just put together, we started with The Show Must Go On by Queen. So
fabulous.
And I started completely a cappella. No backing, nothing.
Wow.
So I was like, way to go. I'm about to die here.
Did you have a note to start with, or do you have perfect pitch?
Nothing. Well, I hope it was perfect enough.
Yeah.
People seem to like it, so I'm like, I'm just going to take that and run with it, okay? But no, nothing. It was just dark completely, and a treat to play there with the sound.
I bet. Wow,
the
yeah.
The sound was, and I never had anybody that dedicated
incredible
to making me sound
venue.
Good in my life.
Yeah, incredible venue.
So, yeah, it was awesome, and people were really into what we were doing. But starting with that song, just like... Yeah, I was shaking everywhere inside, but dang, it went so good after that. We did some Cher, we did everything. I mean, CCR, Creedence Clearwater.
Oh, wow.
One
of my favorite bands.
Yeah, we do a lot of them, and a lot of Elvis. I like Elvis a lot, and the Beatles.
Nice.
So that was pretty much our set like that. And people were dancing, people were happy, and that's what... We had a friend that came and they were like, I've never really seen anybody with such a small setting be able to make people dance and have fun like that.
Nice. Oh, that's a hell of a compliment.
Guitar and voice and that's it. Like we don't have like an electronic drum, nothing.
Yeah.
It's just us.
Yeah.
So we have to figure out a way to get people up and dancing.
Yeah.
So I was like, this is House of Blues. If we fall on our face here, that's going to hurt for a long time. Yeah.
But I mean, you have a big voice. So, I mean, how long did it take you to get that voice back after giving birth?
I mean, it was back, like as far as power, it was right instantly because it's just there, right? And I'm not trying to say I have a gift. I'm not like that. But, you know, the power in my voice has always been there. What took a minute was get it back to the range I had before. Janis Joplin was a bit tough after 3 years. I'm telling you.
Yeah, yeah.
That was a bit tough.
But what
like,
a,
piece
what
in my
a,
heart.
What a venue to come back. You
know, I know.
What a
and
comeback.
I think that was driving us, you know. After once I was able to nail Show Must Go On, after that I was like, we're good. We're fine.
That is so awesome. That's brilliant. So one thing I forgot to mention before we got on to Claim to Fame was, I'm going to be very jealous now, is you had a Stranger Things pop-up shop in Vegas,
yes.
Which you did
awesome.
A lovely video about. Oh, by the way, I'll put a link to your band in, because hopefully we'll get your band on in the future and we'll get you to do some kind of live performance if
that.
We can set up all the mics and everything. But... Tell us about the pop-up shop. I mean, what was it? What did it have? And how jealous am I going to be now? I'll go and sit quietly in the corner.
You're going to be jealous a lot. You might be sulking at the end of this.
I think so.
But, so it started like right from the strip. They had like all those LED screens and you had like the upside down and all the vines, you know? And so that was right there. You're not even in the shop yet. So that's just the entrance, and they had Stranger Thing and the theme playing and the letters wrapping around you, just that to begin with.
Wow.
It was awesome. So you take an escalator going down, and you had the bikes that the kids were riding right there with the, you know, the big monster, I forget the name, not the Demogorgon, but the big one in the clouds was there in the background, so you could take pictures sitting on the bikes, like acting up like you're running away and stuff.
Yeah.
And then... the entrance to go to the store was all those neons, like the red neons that were wrapping around. And then you go in.
Fabulous.
And they had all the merch you can imagine. So they built Joy's living room. So you had the couch and like the lights.
The Christmas lights. Yeah.
Christmas lights with the letters and all that
on
the wall. You had a phone. The phone was super cool because you pick up and it would just shoot like lines from the... from the show.
Brilliant.
Or like just the noises growling and stuff. That was super cool.
Nice.
And you had a pop-up book. I almost bought that. It's like a pop-up book with all the scenes and like the
Ooh,
cast. And
very nice.
It was super
Did they have the vinyl? Because I've got three or four of the vinyls.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm
yes,
missing a few, and the price is going up and I need to get hold of them before the price goes up even more.
Yeah. You need to do a montage of pictures of all your vinyl next to Vecna's face on your table.
That would be cool.
You really need to do that.
Yeah. last time we spoke, Izzy identified the fact that the wood grain in my table that I sent her a picture of the Stranger Things vinyls on looks like Vecna's face. So
that's pretty cool. But yeah,
it absolutely doesn't freak me out every time I look at it now.
Sorry.
I just put the coffee pot over Vecna's face, I think.
You gotta watch that. I'm telling you. You gotta measure and make sure it doesn't get any bigger or do some funky things right there.
I'm keeping a close eye on it.
Yeah. But in the shop too, you have a space where you have the arcade. So we had the arcade there. You can see the game. You had a locker room from the school where they would sell like the jackets and everything. And then you go back, they had...
I mean, this is a pop-up shop. This isn't even a permanent installation.
So I don't even know when it's... I think it might even be gone now, but you had Vecna in one of the rooms as well. Wow. And in that room, they sold like all the creepy stuff. Like, so... baby Demogorgon and like little plushies, and then you had at the end a Demogorgon really like busting out of the wall in Fabulous. That room. That room is completely dark, and then you walk in and the spot on there. Look, and then when I went, there was nobody there. It was in the middle of the day, so it was amazing. We spent like 20 minutes making crazy Demogorgon pictures, like
brilliant.
Yes, it's amazing. Oh. Like we spent. I went with Chris. I think we were there for a good 90 minutes.
I mean, I hope they do something before season 5. I hope they will do something like that in the UK.
Mm-hmm. I know that in LA they had the Stranger Thing experience where you actually get to, it's all props and everything, and it's a whole walkthrough experience and all that. And I know that it was going to Europe after here. So you might want to look at
that. Would be very cool if it is. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We'd definitely be up for that. Yeah.
Hi there, and thanks for listening to A Couple of Drips. If you like what you hear and would like to help support future episodes, then you can help by buying us a coffee. Just go to buymeacoffee.com/coupleofdrips. One-off donations or memberships are available. We really appreciate your support. Remember, please don't spend anything you can't afford. We love you just for listening. Thanks, and have a great day. buymeacoffee.com/coupleofdrips.
So I've just realized when we were talking that you never told us what your old job was and why you left it.
Oh, goodness. Yeah. Well, my old job, I was a paralegal in a law firm.
Oh, wow.
And yes. So... So I think, all in all, I don't think that law was for me,
okay.
Which is a shame because I was pretty good at what I was doing. But
yeah.
I think the whole environment itself.
Were you stuck in an office all the time? Was that what it was?
Oh, most definitely it was.
Right.
Yes. And it's
no
really
dates
hard
in court
work.
Or anything. Or
no.
Yeah.
And it was really hard work. Not that I'm afraid of hard work, but
sure.
It has to. Nourish me in a certain way, and it didn't do it for me.
Yeah.
I went to law through the pandemic. Before the pandemic, I was working in the travel industry, so you can imagine what happened to my job. It was not very long before it disappeared, right?
Sure.
And a company I worked for never really resurfaced or anything like that, so I just ended up reorienting, and I was lucky enough that I'm probably one of the very few people that benefit from that, but I was lucky enough that because my industry was so severely impacted, I was able to get a full grant for a full tuition to reorient my career, and I did.
Oh, wow.
So I did a paralegal certificate, and that was intense. I mean,
returning
to school at 42, I was like, what am I doing? But it went really well. I was really good at it, and that's what came out of when I left my company as well, even though it was not the right environment for me.
Sure.
I kept hearing, you're so good. I was like, yeah, well, then why am I struggling so much?
And
I realized that it was not for me. I'm just not the right type of person, I believe, for that.
Because
I went there to try to help people, but I did not have that direct impact on people
right.
that I was craving, really.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was a bit toxic. Yeah.
Which obviously with your new job, you do have that a lot more. You feel like a lot more like you're helping people. And of course you get to be out on the road a bit as well. So it's a change of scenery, I guess.
Yeah. And then I see the people like in their home and I'm really getting close to them and all that,
nice.
Which I didn't get in my old job.
Yeah. Because you're a people person. So.
Yes. And there was so much like negative things associated with what I was doing before as well. Like, you know, I was in personal injury. And a lot of people, not to diss my country of adoption, but a lot of people, like the second they slip and fall on their butt, they think it's payday. They're going to sue somebody and hope to retire early, you know? Like, so yeah. A lot of people,
yeah.
There's a lot of real cases. I'm not saying that everybody's a liar, but there's some people that are a bit delusional.
But it's a claim culture though, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Most definitely. I guess it gets to you too. I mean, I've never been used to that. Mm. The first year I met somebody that pretty much live off of lawsuits.
Wow.
And like I slipped on a little puddle at the grocery store and like banged my knee a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
Look, I bruised a knee before, okay? I'm going to be just fine.
Sure.
But she's like, you need to sue. You need to do a report and you need, it's like, no, I just need to put ice on and call it a day. Like,
yeah.
But yeah, so a lot of people are like that, and it's a Sioux culture for sure.
Yeah,
that's all you see—the billboards everywhere and all that. It's insane.
Yeah,
it's completely insane. All you get here in Las Vegas, and I'm sorry, you might have to need your little button there. Really, is like personal injury lawyer and boobies everywhere. That's all you see. Strip clubs and lawyers.
Fantastic.
What a place to be.
I mean, while you're having a little bit of a rant, I'm going to say one of your trigger words here, which I know you've mentioned to me before, was a big thing when you moved from Canada to America, was veterans. And I mean, why is that a trigger thing for you?
Yeah.
Nothing against veterans personally, but...
No, actually, it's quite the opposite because... So there's a huge pride and a huge culture around the Army here,
mm-hmm.
which is not really necessarily something that we have back home.
Right.
And they are very proud of their Army, and rightfully so. I mean, like, they are accomplishing incredible things and people are making sacrifices and everything, but what... shocked me is how the veterans after that are kind of a lot of times just abandoned and left to themselves.
See what I mean?
So they give their life to, and I've seen this very close, and I'm talking in the family close here. Somebody finally getting their veterans benefits, like short a few years before they pass away.
Oh, that's not right.
So and I don't understand how, you know, you put them through all of this. You know they have PTSD for what they did for you. Should be your responsibility to take care of them. So, of course, they have, you know, the VA, the hospital and all that. That's covered in this and that. But that is not all there is to it.
Mm.
These people were not paid, or they were paid like a misery of a salary when they were there. So, like, they get out of there. They have nothing lined up. They need to figure out how to... like get a house, figure out all these. To me, this should be something that is taken care of. And this is something that it's hard for me to witness. And I've seen
when
it
veterans
really
are held in such high esteem by society to then be treated like that.
Yeah, and that's not the society that's not doing them justice. Because trust me, thank you for your service. I hear that day in and day out.
Yes, sure.
But it's one thing to say thank you for your service, but actually being there for the person that did the service. So you have a lot more support for veterans from actual businesses that are like buying them meals and doing things like that.
Yeah.
But where it's lacking to me is witnessing how the government makes it so complicated for them to reach any kind of
tax dollars are not going in the right direction.
Awful. Yeah.
Yeah.
That is crazy to me. And it's frustrating because, you know, I'm here as a guest in this country. I don't get to vote. I don't any of that. You know, I'm a legal immigrant, but I cannot vote on anything. I cannot really have that kind of impact or make my voice heard on any of this.
Permanent right to
citizen.
Permanent right to stay.
So, but gosh, when I started seeing this. And that's why it's funny that I kind of came full circle. And now I'm like, these people, we have a lot of people that I work with that were in the military, that this is how they ended up where we are. Yeah. Because at the test sites.
So, sorry to interrupt, Izzy, but you can't vote. But presumably you pay taxes in America and not in
Canada. Oh, I do. I sure do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not right. If you pay taxes to a country, you should earn the right to vote in that country, I think.
Yeah, I agree, but apparently it's not like that. And trust me, it was hard enough to get the right to earn money and pay taxes. I'm not about to start that fight here. Yeah.
But I can see why you're passionate about the veterans thing, especially working in the field that you work in, you know, because you're kind of working with people who have not really been rewarded for the things that they've been through.
And my father-in-law was a veteran, and that's where I've seen the things that I mentioned, that things are lacking, and I'm like, this is just not fair. It's just not just. It's unjust. It should not be that way.
One of the things I wanted to ask you while I'd got you, because this is something that's been on the news and YouTube and that recently, is I'm fascinated by the giant sphere at the Venetian. For anyone who's listening who doesn't know what it is, could you tell the listeners what it is?
Yes. You guys, if you want to see it, it's popping up on YouTube everywhere. It's the MSG Sphere. So it is a giant concert venue. I have not been able to see inside just yet. I am planning on making my way in there. So it is a sphere, like literally a giant ball that is sitting there in the middle of the city. Inside, it's state-of-the-art show venue, and it's round inside as well. Supposedly, the acoustic is like nothing ever made in the world. But outside, they have the full sphere is an LED screen, the whole thing, from top to bottom. Nice. And they have projection and like all that stuff. I have on my, you probably seen my little reel that I did with the Pink Floyd music and all that.
Yeah.
So you have anything from like aquatic theme, like with just fishes like going around, to like a giant fireball, to a big eyeball.
Yeah.
The other morning, I can see it.
I saw the eyeball. Yeah.
You saw the eyeball. So imagine eyeball. That. It's
incredible. Yeah.
Like, in the morning, I get to my office, get out of my car, turn around, and it's just a giant eyeball. And it's like, ew, no. Yeah,
they've done the Earth, they've done the Moon, yes. They've done the eyeball is the freakiest one, I think.
The eyeball is, and they have more than one eyeball.
Yeah.
So there's one that's... I mean,
how big are we talking, this thing?
The Statue of Liberty can stand in. It is huge.
Oh, wow.
I'm not joking. It is huge.
It's the world's biggest screen, isn't it? It's the world's biggest TV screen, basically.
Yeah. It's insanity. It's complete insanity. And the cost associated with that, and the cost of operating that, and the cost of probably maintaining that is insane.
But it's Vegas, baby!
I know, exactly. I was like, well, that's all we needed now, a big ball. We're good.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, I'd love to come over and see it, because it's absolutely fantastic.
So U2 is actually, U2 is going to be the first band to perform.
Of course they are.
Of course they are. But yeah, what we did one night, we just took my daughter, we loaded up the car, we grabbed a milkshake, and we went to a high structure. We just parked there and watched it like go through the cycle. And it's insane. The quality of image too, it's just crazy.
Oh, wow.
It's just crazy. Yeah. They do a snow globe at some point. You just it looks like it shakes. I'm telling you. Yeah. Look for, and there's that trend. People go to a certain spot and they take a picture of their car with the sphere in the back.
Yeah.
I don't understand the trend, but it's there.
That's fabulous. Yeah. I saw when it was first turned on, the cars were stopping on the freeway to look at it, kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah. Not a good idea.
No.
Did you see the one that, I don't know if you've been able to see videos of it, but it goes Hello World, and it looks like a portal to hell that opened. Like,
yeah.
It looked almost like, you know, the inside of the fridge in Ghostbusters.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
So I was like, well, that's not creepy at all. Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. We're fine.
But, I mean, a great creative outlet for video artists and things like that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. But I feel, honestly, if they don't do at least once the Death Star, they're just missing it.
Oh, that's yeah.
They need to do that. Make yeah. it blow up or something. Something.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Yeah. That's awesome. That's, I'd love to come and see it. That's at the Venetian. What the Venetian is a venue, is it?
The Venetian is a hotel.
Oh, okay.
So it's kind of tied together. It's a bit out of their property.
Yeah.
But they're associated.
It's time for Dream Podcast.
So I'll explain this bit. Dream Podcast is just where I say to you very quickly, if you had a time machine and money was no object and whatever, if you're on my podcast, obviously that's clearly going to be your dream podcast, but failing that, if you could be on a podcast with anyone at all, or you could hear a podcast with anyone at all, who would be your guests of choice?
Guest of choice?
From any time and space.
I would have to do a lineup, I think. It would have to be like one of those crazy one-of-a-kind, once, just once event where I would have all my biggest music influence. Most of them being dead, that might be a tough call, but if it was
well, you're given a time machine for this. So obviously Janis so Joplin, works. Who you've already mentioned.
Obviously. But, Janis Joplin, Tina Turner, David Bowie would have to be there. Nice. Freddie Mercury, Michael Jackson.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That would be a start.
That's very nice.
Aretha Franklin.
Oh, Aretha. Yeah, of course. Of course.
Boxes or pants?
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 Yes, it's boxes or pants, which always feels weird when there's a girl on. But I have to ask, regarding underwear, is it boxes or pants? By the way, not the American meaning of pants. Pants as in, what do you call them, knickers? What do you call them over there? Because you call trousers pants. So yeah. What do you call pants? What do you call underwear?
Like tighties, whitey tighties.
What? What?
There's a lot of different
tighties?
Things. Whitey tighties. There's like whitey the little
I've
brief
I've never
ones.
Heard of that. What the hell? Okay. Before you even answer boxes or pants, you have got to unpack that for me because I have no idea what you just said.
So, like, you're talking about the little briefs, right?
The things you wear under your clothes, yeah.
Yeah, so boxers would be kind of like shorts,
okay.
Right?
Okay. Yeah.
And here at least. And then like the underwear, the tight type of underwear, that would be whitey tighties because they're usually white and they're tight on your butt. So that's what it is.
Okay. So shorts are whitey tighties, shorts are whitey tighties, shorts are whitey tighties, shorts are whitey. I don't think there's too many syllables. I don't think I can fit it in. Okay, so given that choice of shorts or whitey tighties, which is your preference?
I have to go with tighty whities, I guess, but okay. I like colors.
Okay. So yeah, I mean, colors are good, you know, ones with Muppets on and things like that. Fantastic. Okay, so I'm going to go through. I've got a list of silly things here, and you just have to choose one of all of them. So, sausage or bacon?
Bacon.
Breakfast or dinner?
Dinner.
TV or radio?
Radio.
Correct. Black and white?
Correct.
Black and white or color?
Color.
Curry or pizza?
Pizza.
Croissant or brioche?
Oh, man, that's tough.
It is tough, isn't it?
Brioche, I think.
Okay. What do you like on your brioche?
Just butter.
Just butter. Decadent. Hot dog or burger?
Burger.
Okay. I don't know if this one works in the States. We'll find out. Mars or Snickers?
It doesn't work in the States, but it works in Canada.
Okay.
Mars all day.
Okay. Snickers or Marathon? Now you might not get that one. Snickers used to be called Marathon over here, and then they changed it to Snickers to move it in line with everywhere else. Never mind.
That's sad.
Yeah, I thought so. We liked Marathon, but, you know. Analog or digital?
Depends what the goal is, I think. But digital.
I think. Coffee or tea?
Coffee.
That's my girl. Tomato ketchup or brown sauce? Do you have HP sauce over there? You must have HP sauce.
Yes, we do.
Yeah. Ketchup or brown?
HP sauce, I think.
Good, good. Night or day?
Night.
Yeah, I knew you were going to say that. Oasis or Blur?
Oasis or Blur?
Yeah, do you get that one? Uh-uh. English bands, don't worry.
Oasis, because I know Oasis.
Okay, all right then.
Know much Blur.
Oh, that's a shame. You're missing out there. Vinyl or CD?
Vinyl.
Now, you see, you said digital earlier, but now you're going vinyl, you see.
Different goal.
Different goal. Okay. Baths or showers?
Digital for quantity, vinyl for quality.
Oh, okay. There we go. No, that's good. Mm-hmm. That's good. Yeah, vinyl is a bit of a pain to store, he says, looking at his wall. Baths or showers?
Showers.
Mayonnaise or salad cream? Do you have salad cream over there? Mayonnaise, yeah. Mayonnaise. Okay, now, obviously we mentioned hot dogs earlier. The dark mustard or the yellow? Like the French mustard or the yellow mustard?
Situational. Because hot dog, yellow mustard,
yeah.
Anything else, dark mustard.
Correct. I'll let you off on that. Tuna or salmon?
Neither.
No, fair enough. Baked beans or peas?
Baked beans.
Okay. Choice of topping on a jacket potato?
Fully loaded. I don't choose. I get it all.
Okay, good. Yeah. That's good. That's good. I had that when I went to the AT&T Stadium in LA. And she said, "What do you want?" And I went, "Everything." And she went, "Oh, everything? Okay." And literally, I've never seen anything like this potato. Honestly, it took about a week to eat. I think she saw it as a challenge when I said everything.
Oh, yeah.
And finally, crisps or, as you'd bet, potato chips. Salt and vinegar or cheese and onion?
Salt and vinegar.
Yeah, every time. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. That is my silly list. Thank you for doing that.
I love that.
It's just it's just a game show element to the program. I don't know, really. Yeah.
I'm sure most of those you already knew that what I was going to say.
Yeah, the night one was a dead obvious. The coffee one was a dead obvious. But then I thought you threw one or two curveballs there, I have to say. The brioche with butter. I'll be trying that in the morning.
It's just pure.
Yeah. I have it with Nutella sometimes normally blueberry jam, actually. But
it's
with butter.
It's delicious too, but...
It's got butter in it, but I can see how it works because butter works on a croissant. So it's like more butter on butter.
And a sprinkle of cinnamon.
Ooh! I'm going to add one to the list. You've just inspired me, actually. Cinnamon or nutmeg?
Cinnamon for me.
Yeah. It's a close thing, I think, with that. Mm-hmm. I'd probably go cinnamon as well, because it's in everything. As Seinfeld says, what's that flavor in everything? I can't do Seinfeld. I don't know why I even tried. What is that flavor? Cinnamon. No, I definitely can't do it. I definitely can't do a Seinfeld. Have you watched Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee, by the way?
Yes. I love that.
Yeah, we've watched them all.
Yeah, they need to come up with more because it's getting dry out here. Yeah.
Yeah. Love the one with Obama. That was awesome.
Yeah. Did you watch kind of same idea a little bit? Carpool Karaoke?
Yeah.
Have you ever watched that?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah, we get James Corden's show over here late at night, but we get it. I think we get it the following day. or something. Yeah. So we're a day behind or something. So it's always a bit weird if she's talking about the headlines for the day and we're like, yeah, that's old news now. So yeah, that's brilliant. Was there anything else you wanted to mention while I've got you on, Izzy? Anything else you want to talk about? Anything you want to ask me?
No, I don't think we can talk about that on air.
You're probably right, actually.
I mean, I just want to thank you for having me because this was nice. I think it's the longest we've been able to talk in years.
I think it is. Yeah, it's been a while, hasn't it? We had a bit of a chat during lockdown, but no, thank you so much for coming on. It's been so nice to catch up with you and so nice to have you on the show. And hopefully we'll have sometime early next year, we'll do an episode and we'll get Last Trial on. So
yeah, that would be awesome. Maybe we can have our new edition because we're working with Jazz to join us on a few songs in that.
Fantastic. Well, so. Oh, that would be so sweet. That would be lovely. That would be really nice. Well, Izzy, thank you so much for being on the show. And I shall say,
ta-da and farewell.
Thank you so much. It's been an absolute pleasure. And I'll hope to speak to you soon.
Yeah, for sure.
Take care.
You've been listening to A Couple of Drips. The show was conceived and presented by Chris Granger and is a Cup the Mic production.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, Chris here. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to support the production of future episodes, then subscriptions are available. Simply click on the support button in the episode description. See you next time.